a minimum sentence of life in prison. After hearing from both sides of the case, the judge will have to decide whether Gray can be eligible for parole. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office will now move forward with prosecuting Vance Belter on state charges following his federal sentencing Thursday. Belter received two consecutive life sentences plus 40 years in prison for the 2025 politically motivated attacks that killed Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and seriously wounded Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. He now faces eight state charges, including two counts of first-degree premeditated murder. A conviction on either murder count carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Unlike federal convictions, state sentences cannot be erased by a presidential pardon. Belter's first appearance in Hennepin County District Court is scheduled for August 3rd. And a group of almost 600 nurses employed at Maple Grove Hospital has successfully reached an agreement for a higher compensation, better retirement benefits, improved health care protections, and work safeguards as the hospital prepares to be acquired by Sanford Health. According to KSTP, the three-year union contract will help support staffing and patient care during the transition. The Minnesota Nurses Association said the contract will employ a similar formula for pay used by North Memorial Robbinsdale Hospital nurses starting in 2028. It also includes double time pay after more than 13 hours worked in a row and a 401k match of up to 6%. The contract remains in effect through August 31st, 2029. In sports, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Cleveland Guardians 3-1 yesterday. The Twins are 2.5 games back in the AL wildcard race. The Twins return home to host the Athletics tonight. First pitch from Target Field at 7:10. And LeBron James is signing with the Philadelphia 76ers on a 2-year, $8 million contract. James had been considering the Minnesota Timberwolves among other teams during his free agency. On the roads in St. Paul, Shepherd Road is closed in both directions at Otto Avenue for road work until November. And in the East Metro, watch for road work on Highway 36 between the St. Croix River Bridge and Osgood Avenue as MnDOT construction is underway, lasting until July 30th. Partly sunny and a high near 83 this afternoon. Some cloud cover tonight with a low around 68. For the weekend, it's going to be hot. Look for sunny skies and a high of 94 tomorrow, and more sunny skies and a high of 96 on Sunday. I'm Manny Hill for Jazz 88 News. This just in, all new music from our Jazz 88 library begins now with Yancey.
And you are now tuned in to This Just In on Jazz 88. I'm your host, Yancey, bringing you new music, recent releases, and fresh ads to Jazz 88's library. And I have the utmost pleasure of being joined by several participants, artists, founders of the inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival that takes place this weekend, Sunday, July 26th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West River Parkway and West Broadway Avenue. I'm joined by founder of the Black Women's Wealth Alliance and founder of the Northside Jazz Festival, Kenya McKnight, as well as Christelle Porter of West Broadway Coalition and one of the performing artists, Brother Truth Mays. I want to welcome you all to the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It is an honor to have y'all here. You know, we're at Jazz 88. We're here at North High. We are firmly rooted on the North Side, and this is the first year of the North Side Jazz Festival. I'm so excited to add this festival to the canon of festivals. We got the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, Selby Ave. Now we got the Northside Jazz Festival. Let's talk about it. Kenya, I would love to hear from you. How did we arrive here?
Wow. So, Christelle, I have to add to this as well. What I tell people is that me and Christelle Porter and Shamika Bogan, who's also of Strong Roots
right.
Foundation, is another founder, us three, we were at different points with this, right? Myself, I come from a background of dancers, music folks, DJ in the house, Smooth Groove, Illinois, Chicago, stepping, jumping on everything.
Yeah.
and so it's been, it's part of my world, my upbringing, and I really wanted to been wanting to do this for like the last few years. I know for Shamika, she really wanted to create something that was more community-centered because we do the open streets, West Broadway,
exactly.
Which I know Christelle will talk about when she gets on. And so, but that's you know, city kind of, you know, initiative, which is great. We make it work. In that, she really wanted something that was community-centered and owned, that we can just have as ours as the North Side. So that was her entry point to it. And then, Christelle, you can...
Yeah, so thank you, Kenya. Actually, yes, like Kenya said, Kenya and I and Shamika, we had a conversation a few years ago. We were talking about, you know, bringing a jazz festival. Actually, we originally were like jazz and blues, right?
Yep.
We were talking about it a few years ago, and WBC, West Broadway Business and Area Coalition, got some funding from the City of Minneapolis, the Cultural District Fund. And what we did was we engaged artists and residents throughout North Minneapolis for about a year. We got them together, did field trips, and did walks down Broadway, and had lots of conversations. And really what kept coming up and every time we met was they want a jazz festival. Mm. People want something that celebrates and focuses on the music. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of events that happen in North Minneapolis that we host, like Open Streets West Broadway that has like 5 to 7 different stages across the avenue, and you know, and then going back to Juneteenth was our North Side event as well that highlighted a lot of the musical talent that came from the North Side, but nothing really ever focused just solely on the music. You know, and I say this all the time, like, you know, you got small towns that will capitalize off of a big ball of string, or come look at the big blue ox, and people will drive 15 to 20 miles out of their way on a road trip to go see that, where we're not capitalizing on the fact that that Prince performed here first on the stage at the Capri Theater.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit of community to get together, like Shamika and Kenya and I, you know, and just amazing people like Truth, to just kind of put our heads together and say, hey, you know what? We deserve to highlight and brag about, you know, what amazing culture we have here. And so out of that research, we decided, let's do this. Let's just make it happen.
Yeah, and so that would be a new entry point for me. But, like, I know, like, as far as the community wanting that, that's great. I like that, too, because it's always about building on that. Mm-hmm. For me, I just really want to reiterate that I grew up in this. This is my life, my world. Every year in Open Streets, I curate our block, the Zara block, and we've been doing this cultural soul music. Mm-hmm. We have the cultural soul block.
Yeah.
And so it was a natural evolution. We've been doing it for the last 3 years. And so after doing it, the impact that we've been seeing on people, like crying, we've had Maze come and do drumming. Mm. Like, this whole cultural piece, like, I'm about that. I'm it, right?
Absolutely.
It's part of it. So we always open up with drumming. That's so important, the ancestral pieces of it and stuff. And so based on how we've been curating our block at the Zara, which is wellness, right? Mm-hmm. Like holistic health and healing culturally, it really led me to this broader thing of, like, it also, like, we really need to do this, because I see people crying, right? Mm-hmm. Just from folks singing. Yeah. That soul music matters. When it hits you, you know, a certain way, like, mm-hmm. it's like when you hear the church people sing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just that song, you're just like, it, and that's the impact that we were seeing, and wanted to be intentional about that because of the type of wellness and healing that we also need. And we know what music has done and continues to do, because, you know, jazz is the evolution of, right, that pain, that expression from black folks. And so to me, the festival is a natural evolution of that. And these entry points that we're coming from is really critical, because Shamika does all the logistic organizing of a lot of these events that happen, like on the North Side. Mm. She's seeing what she's seeing. Christelle's seeing what she's seeing from being the business leader on the corridor and all the people. I'm seeing what I'm seeing. And so it's just this beautiful intersectionality between all of our work and in the community, right? Mm-hmm. That got to this point.
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, we used to have Flow Northside Arts Crawl, like, again, the lineage of activating our North Side streets, our businesses, our artists, and getting our community to come out and experience that and to celebrate that. And so I think the North Side Jazz Festival, Jazz and Heritage Festival, is so important. Yeah. I'm so excited to be supporting this. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the voice of Kenya McKnight, Chriselle Porter. We've got Brother Truth Mason here, all getting ready for the inaugural North Side Jazz and Heritage Festival this Sunday, July 26th. That's going to be at West Broadway Avenue and West River Parkway on the North Side. And I would love to hear a little bit from one of our performers, Brother Truth Mays. You know, you've been around for a while. You're absolutely grounded in the traditional. We've got the traditional African rhythms. We've got the contemporary lineage. I'd love to hear from you, and then we could hear one of your pieces.
Okay, so first off, I give thanks and praises to be here, to be breathing alive and present. And to be part of the continuation and reflect the vast legacy and plus build on the resume that I have built as a foundational and pioneering artist. And I'm just thankful to be able to represent the Twin Cities and, more importantly, the North Side's preservation of Black culture and all of the different very, very, very important key aspects that have brought this festival together. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking forward to continue to grow and thrive and pull the people together so that they can have one more thing to celebrate.
Yeah,
absolutely. Speaking of, I would love to play this track just to give folks a sense of who you are, who your sound is. You know, the North Side Jazz Festival will feature artists such as Brother Truth Mays. We've also got Kevin Washington with R.A. Spirit or Raw Spirit, Jamisia Bennett, Omar Abdul Karim. So many of our favorite musicians are going to be gracing the stage this weekend. That's, again, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., West Broadway, West River Parkway. I'm going to play this tune, Prayers to
Olodumare.
Olodumare. Can you talk about this piece quickly for our audience?
This piece is an ode to Fela Anikilapokuti. It's an ode to Afrobeat and hip hop and spoken word. And big up to E.G. Bailey and Shay Cage.
Absolutely. We're going to hear this tune. You're listening to Jazz 88. I'm Yancey. Again, the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival, inaugural festival this Sunday, July 26th. Stay tuned to hear more. All praise is due to the two tables. You are more dupe, 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 you are more dupe.
Olodumare Oba Adiki Modi Loni Mo Wogun Marina Ye Marina Ye Marina Ye Marina Ye Iba Olodumare Oba Adiki
best of me is now shaking hands with my worst. The duality of my being mends pain with rhythm, and I construct songs not to run but to remember all I have grown properly and failed to be. A soldier in a sick army, conflicted by memories of old beautiful black. Dreams I dare chase down sidewalks littered with points of junky blues and bad notes in front of good homes. Daddy crescendoed me, and mama, she sang my heartbeat strong as I became the beautiful new black. But time is unraveled. A wise man, he never breaks the mirror that reflects his ugliness, but he transforms himself into a better reflection despite they. Who put this here? Who put me in my way? So today's the day. There's no looking back or shortcuts to the light. There's only one way to find the weed that God had gave, and that's war. The great giver of liberty and pain. Resolution of conflict between who my heart says I am and what I've become. Only way to it is through it. Let no weapon form prosper on this journey to the light.
This is the sound of Kevin Washington, Journey to the Light. Kevin Washington and Raw Spirit will be performing this Sunday at the inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway and West River Parkway. I'm honored to have some guests in the studio: Kenya McKnight, Christelle Porter, and Brother Truth Mays, founders, performers, who will be present at the fest. And we were just in here talking sort of about the history of this music on the North Side. You know, I went back as far as Gordon Parks' days, if I was recalling correctly from his autobiography, A Choice of Weapons. Like, I feel like he was working at some jazz club over North back in the 20s. Then we have this era of The Way, where Prince got his start, where all of our favorite soul and funk artists are sort of developing their sound along Plymouth Avenue. I just would love to hear you all sort of contextualize where have we been? Where are we coming from when we talk about Northside jazz music?
I mean, you know, we brought up Prince before, but you know, we can't not mention Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Absolutely.
Morris Day, Cornbread Harris, 99 years old, God bless him. Mm. You know, Minneapolis, North Minneapolis, has been the launching pad for a lot of musicians, amazing artists that have definitely influenced the entire world. So I'm super proud to be from here.
I just want to give a small list of a shout out to Faye down in Washington.
Absolutely.
I want to give a fat shout out to learning that Bobby Lau was from here as a child. I want to give a fat shout out also to Morris Wilson, saxophonist, who's no longer with us. When I was a student at Street Academy, he was one of the teachers.
That was the Urban League school.
And I just want to shout out The Way, because what I learned later on,
The Way,
and being at The Way was a direct connection to the legacy. So I got to give a fat shout out to Mo Stevens, the first funk drummer I met, but many musicians that would come and visit North Minneapolis would stop there. Mm-hmm. And so one of those musicians that I heard of was James Brown, came to see the community. And I know that there are many others. So yeah. I'm looking forward to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, I love, you know, I'm a big fan of tying threads together, weaving roots together. And so this is a jazz festival, and it is also a celebration of soul. It's a celebration of R&B. It's a celebration of all these genres that are, you know, one and the same and also have some nuance. I would love to hear y'all talk about the inherent connections between these genres. You know, there doesn't need to be such distinction, such separation, because they're all influenced by one another.
Yeah, they are.
So I was just talking to myself this today. I was getting ready, and I had these dialogues. And one of the dialogues, like if I was to explain this new project I'm working on, I would just say it's like, I feel like jazz is undefinable in many aspects.
Absolutely.
That it's still reaching out. It's still flourishing forward, right? And, you know, you got Kevin Washington. Kevin Washington can be seen with Black Madonna, and at the same time, he's in how many different bands?
Exactly.
And like, and then me and hip hop, but then being able to work with Kevin and having had been a member of Movable Feast and the hip hop connection between jazz and hip hop, and like really no separation, and then the traditional pieces when it comes to the percussion. So many overlapping aspects. That keep on developing. So.
Absolutely. Some of the performers you can expect to see at the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival: Ashley DeBose, Jamecia Bennett, Jay Most and the Command Steppers. We've also got Walter Chancellor, Wenzo Ashby. I'm not familiar with all these folks. I'm very excited to come and get a taste so that I can then put it into rotation here on
You're
Jazz 88. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really excited for this.
You're definitely in for a treat.
And Kenya, you had mentioned that there is also going to be awards honored at this festival. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So I think what's so important is that we have to always pay homage to those who came before us and those who are still out here, you know, putting that work. So what's also very important, this is not just the Northside Jazz Festival, this is the Black Jazz Festival, you know, that really centers foundational Black Americans and the core of, you know, our culture, which is music. This whole, we call it music, but it's more than music. It's magic, right? And it just comes out in sound, but it's dance. It's all sorts of things. And so we want to honor folks who've been holding space. And so we have categories of, we have the legends, which include folks like the Steele Families, Kathleen Johnson, Ginger Commodore, right?
Yeah.
You know, just Michael Wright, you know, Jason Dallaire, Patty Pearson, you know, just all these folks, Gary Hines, Sounds of Blackness, all these folks who've been out here, you know, Cornbread Harris, all of them who's been putting down work. We have another category of contemporary culture and creative leaders, you know, who are out here now. That includes folks like Jamecia Bennett, Kevin Washington, Chadwick, you know, Phillips, and Thomasia Petrus, right? Who's our co-host.
Absolutely.
Her and I be co-hosting the festival.
Beautiful.
Harry Colbert, you know, and you know, Jamila Pettifor. And we have another category of spoken word and storytelling artists, right?
Beautiful.
And this is where your grandparents, right, come in at. And folks like Natondo Zulu.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Sister Pearl Warren, Councilmember Warren, and Frank Santwali, Brother Truth Mays, Sister Stephanetta Harmon, who was ISIS, known as ISIS, putting it down, right? Yeah, ISIS. You know, back in the days at Augsburg, and just you know, I was around. Low key, I'm an artist, so my name was Wisdom. I did a little spoken word, you know. I'm a co-founder of the Minneapolis Liberator.
Nice.
And we do have a Rising Star category where we have Sister Anaya Warren, right? you know, and yourself, right? As just, you know, our young folks in this work who are really holding space, standing up. Like, this is great. That we're here with you.
It feels like an honor to yes. have the torches handed Man. Off. The fire continues. Yeah. The life, the transformation, really. Again, thinking about just how far we've come here on the North Side, all of the different iterations yeah. of community events and festivals. I'm so excited to be supporting the North Side Jazz and Heritage Festival. That's taking place this Sunday, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway Avenue and West River Parkway on the North Side. You can bike from here,
yeah.
or you can bike from our station right there. Yeah. So, oh yeah. Well, I have so much music because as we've been talking and I've been learning more. This is the Bobby Lyle Trio right here playing Night Breeze. We've got Brandon and Ashley Commodore, Afro Blue, Morris Wilson, Shirley Witherspoon, another yes. person that I discovered. L.A. Yeah. Buckner's in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Buckner.
So there's so many great folks who have come through, and hey, I just homie. Want so to good. Encourage. Our listeners, our community, to step out and to show up, to appreciate, to learn, to yes. listen,
yeah.
to love, to laugh, to just feel themselves at mm-hmm. this inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival. Is there yeah. anything, you know, some remarks, last remarks yeah. that you would like to yes. share with our listeners,
please? My very last thing I want to say is I would love for everybody to entertain the idea of coming out and bringing love with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
You come out, bring love with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Ashe.
Yeah, I would say make sure, yeah, exactly like you said, bring some good energy because that's all we need right now. The world is very interesting right now, so come happy. And if you're not ready to be happy, just come quiet and we'll love on you. But I also wanted to mention that there is, you know, we can't have an event without food. All right.
So gosh, yes. Right.
Yeah,
the
I want to make sure that people are aware that there will be lots of food
yes,
and beverage in the
yum.
Space because we know we're going to end up having another heat wave. That ain't nothing new to us. We are black, so we can handle it. And I want y'all to come out and enjoy the food. We got Five House Barbecue, Extreme Cuisine. We've got Thirst Trap, the Big G Barbecue, Pop and Pour, Dipped by Rhea. Also, there's a black-owned vineyard that's going to be there
Ooh.
That will be offering
wow.
wine from Zaffa Wines. The owner is Krista Scruggs. You should definitely check her out. If you like sweets, we got Dipped by Rhea, Auntie's Edibles, Mama Taught Me How to Cook Soul Food. There's Jamaican catering as well,
okay.
Plant Bar, Champa Cafe, Cookie Cart, Nevea, Sweet
wow.
Shack,
oh
Honey
my.
Soul Food and Bakery, and there's a lot more. So if you're
oh
hungry,
my.
Just come on down
oh my
and
gosh.
Eat and enjoy the lovely
that
music that Kenya worked so hard to put
well,
on the stage.
Well, I mean, yes, Chadwick Niles also, our music, our entertainment director, but we have over 80 vendors.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
and,
exactly.
And that's a lot of businesses that are, you know, really excited,
mm-hmm.
and they're providing a broad range of services. We have a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm.
The African American Museum will be there.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
The Minnesota Department of African American Health will be there.
That's beautiful.
There'll be all types of folks, so you don't
yeah.
have to be black to come. Everybody, we want everybody to come, but certainly it is a celebration. And looking at, you know, black culture, heritage, and through the lens of jazz and music and all sorts of things. So that's who we're featuring this year. We're open to other artists in the future, but this year we want to give our folks the platform.
Yeah.
But these 80 vendors are amazing. I think at least 20 of them are food and the rest are
yes.
information and retail. And so we're planning on having a fantastic
yes.
time, and they're planning on being, you know, in service to you. So come on out and
yes.
support, because that is a big part of the festival, you know.
Precisely.
We have bathrooms, we have information, we're selling merchandise,
yes.
we're selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
Cups.
You got to come get to the inaugural Northside Jazz and
yes.
Heritage
yes.
Festival
t-shirt.
And we have,
you're never going to get it again.
And we've been working on, so like those, like, oh, you got different brands. It's good. We have, we've gotten two different types of, you know, brands that we've created as part of how we continue to evolve, and next year might look like something different.
Yes.
We got merch for both.
Yes.
So support it all. It's all part of us. It's part of our history. It's
yes.
part of what we're celebrating. It's part of the creative folks who created these things. It's just part of our growth
yeah.
as a festival. The last thing, do you want to?
Well, I was just going to say, if you're just now tuning in, we are, I'm here, I'm Yancey. This is here with founders and performers of the inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival that's taking place this weekend, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. West Broadway and West River Parkway. I just would love for you all to introduce yourselves one more time, just so listeners know who they're hearing before we close out. But yes, Kenya, please.
Well, I can just wait till my end because
Christelle Porter from the West Broadway Business and Area Coalition. And real quick, I just want to read, Kenya McKnight did mention, yes, there's going to be a lot of businesses there. This is also Black Business Week.
Oh, okay.
So make sure that, if you're planning on getting out to support Black businesses, this is the spot to do it.
Okay.
This Sunday, they're all going to be there. So come down and support them.
Something on Saturday, too, as part of West Broadway.
Well, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, come down to the Capri Plaza. Ooh. That's our Black Business Week street mall. So we got a whole weekend full of things.
Yeah. Come to the North Side.
Yes, come to the North Side.
You want to be over here this weekend is what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Christelle.
Mm-hmm. Truth Mays, I'm just going to continue to create, as Brother Kirk Washington Jr. informed us, to never stop creating. Big up to Brass Solidarity and big up to the Summer Cypher crew. Summer Cypher is going down. If you don't know, tomorrow, the healing component. If you don't know, find out. Summer Cypher. Peace, y'all. Peace.
What? Now we have to Google it.
It's happening in the corner of it's El Nuevo Rodeo.
Okay,
corner there, the 27th and East West Lake.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. 27th and Lake Street.
Okay. Yeah.
So, right on the corner. It's going to be going down from 4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug.
Sounds fun.
Kenya McKnight Ahad, CEO, founder of the Black Women's Wealth Alliance and co-founder of the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival. I guess in my closing, I would just say that, you know, this has been an amazing process. We have a nice team, like 20 of folks who's helping to make this happen across the board. I just want to, you know, make sure we recognize our sponsors, the Minnesota Humanities folks. Like, they did a great job at really lifting this up. The city of Minneapolis, their arts and culture department.
Mm-hmm.
We got the North Memorial Health, Phillips and Jay Rose family, Crooners, so many folks that have joined
us. Bank. Sorry, we got to keep going. Because I never remember them all.
U.S. Bank, Target.
Yes.
The JDAT, you know, food group.
GADT. Yeah, that's the Baylors.
Yeah. The Baylors, Northsiders, and some other folks, but had it not been for those folks and the vendors.
Yes.
Right? Like, their contribution helps make this possible.
Yes.
So, and Jazz 88. Right. Thank you for supporting us. Jumping on it early.
There's no way that we were not going to be a part of this in some way, shape, or form.
Right?
I'm so excited to get out there. You know, I might bike there if it's not too hot, if it's not too smoky outside. I will be biking.
I'll have some electrolytes waiting
Thank
for you.
I
some cold electrolytes waiting for you.
Come see us. We got a nice. The last thing is that I don't think we did not realize the magnitude of this festival. I just want to say a lot of gratitude and thanks to the community.
Yes.
Because they're excited.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, they said, we need this. Mm. And it's about time. And hey, and they're excited. We even have folks like, why ain't on the lineup? We got a nice amount of people.
I'm getting hit up too.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, what's going on?
I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's a good problem to have. But, you know, look, we got more years. This is
Absolutely.
The first one. So,
it's
you know,
inaugural year.
Still come. But I'm proud. I'm proud to be in this space and with my partners and with all the, you know, folks who are joining on as partners too, from the sound people to the drum folks, to the bands, to the performers themselves, the artists. I mean, it takes all of us because they all jumped on and nobody's getting everything that they deserve in terms of like what they're worth. We're all just joining in to make it happen.
That's right.
And so because of that, it's going to be even more special. It's going to be live. We even have the roller skating.
Yeah.
So we're going to be roller skating. We got the roller skate folks on, you know, we're going to have a good time. You don't want to miss this.
No,
come
no.
out. We, be blue, purple, orange, green, just come and yes. have a good time.
It's a free concert.
This
free.
Is the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival taking place this Sunday, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway and West River Parkway on the north side of Minneapolis. Featured performers including Jamecia Bennett, Omar Abdul-Karim, Ashley DuBose, Maya Marshall, Truth Mays, Kevin Washington, and Ross Spirit, and so much more. So much food, so much fun, so much community. Yeah. Thank you all, Christelle, Kenya, Brother Truth Mace. Thank you all so much for being here. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, thank you, Yancey.
And
thank
we will
you.
Close out. Thank I'm trying you, to figure Jazz out who I should close out with music-wise. I think I'm going to play this new single from L.A. Buckner and Big Homie. It's called Watch
what
Your Step.
What about the Riverview? Is it like a Riverview? Ain't no Riverview cut?
Riverview cut.
Do you know the Riverview?
Riverview.
This is a shameless plug in like 10 seconds. We have not been on the river, the north side. This is north side's first time creating an event on the riverfront since 25 years. In 25 years, when the Riverview Supper Club was there.
Wow. Yeah. I don't even know about this.
You're right.
Yeah,
the I'm River right. Supper Club. So this is a reunion back to the river.
Yes, it is. Back and it's right there, too. Thanks for that. Exactly. Oh, real quick. I wanted to say thank you to Rondo Days too for supporting this event.
They partnered
with us on marketing, and they have been very supportive in making this happen as well. So thank you, Rondo Days, all the way over on the other side, because we know you're here too.
Absolutely. Again, the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival this Sunday, July 26th at West River Parkway and West Broadway, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You are listening to Jazz 88.
Rich as the hear a hand stroke on a drum. Yeah, shades of delight, Coco Hugh. Rich as the night, Afro blue. And Lincoln boy, beautiful girl.
Jazz 88 now presents a live recording of the Omar Abdul Karim Quartet. Omar on trumpet, Kavyesh Kaviraj on keyboards, Jeff Bailey on the bass, and L.A. Buckner on drums. The group's joined by Lindora Turner for vocals during the show, recorded live on the Great Lawn north of Allianz Field, St. Paul, in advance of a sold-out match with the Houston Dynamo and the Minnesota United Football Club, May 17, 2023. It was the first of the sounds of the Omar Abdul Karim Quartet.
Just now tuning in, it is This Just In. I'm Yancey. We just had Kenya McKnight Ahad, Christelle Porter, and Truth Mays of the inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival in to talk about why this festival is happening, what to expect. The Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival is this Sunday, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway Avenue and West River Parkway in North Minneapolis. And I'll be there. Hope to see you there. I have learned so much just in this short conversation about more artists who are Minnesota-based, Northside-based. Bobby Lyle, Morris Wilson, Shirley Witherspoon, some cool cats throughout history drawing on this jazz lineage. And coming up, yeah, we will hear from Morris Wilson and Shirley Witherspoon. Maybe some Jamecia Bennett to close us out. Jamecia Bennett will be amongst the performers at the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival, including Omar Abdul Karim, Joe Davis, Jay Most and the Command Steppers, Ashley DuBose, Kevin Washington, and Raw Spirit. Lots to look forward to. The food is going to be amazing, as I was told. So come check it out. The Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival, July 26th, this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway and Rest River Parkway. Stay tuned to hear more music from local musicians on Jazz 88.
First number from the live performance by the Omar Abdul Karim Quartet, May 17th, 2023, outside Allianz Field in St. Paul, Minnesota. Our broadcast presentation of the show is just beginning. Stay with us for more.
Darling, you send me. I know that you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest, you do. Honest, you do. You thrill me, darling, you truly thrill me, darling, you, baby, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, baby, I know with all my heart you send me. Yeah, baby, you send me, darling, you, yeah, you alone can send me. Honest, you do, honest, you do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the voice of Jamecia Bennett. Before this, Morris Wilson. And I'm highlighting local artists ahead of the inaugural Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival this weekend, July 26th. That's Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at West Broadway Avenue and West River Parkway in North Minneapolis. This is a celebration of jazz music, of Northside community culture. There's going to be tons of great food. It's going to be a good time. You'll hear from Jamecia Bennett at this festival alongside Omar Abdul-Karim, Kevin Washington and Raw Spirit, Ashley DeBose, Jay Most and the Command Steppers, Wenso Ashby, Walter Chancellor, and so many more artists celebrating the music of the Northside and of the Twin Cities this Sunday, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., West Broadway and West River Parkway. I'm Yancey. It's been This Just In because it's Friday, and I'm bringing you up to speed on what's new, what's in. Stay tuned for more music, and I'll be back at 2:30 for the afternoon cruise. It's Jazz 88. Have failed to mention that one of the most important parts of the Northside Jazz and Heritage Festival, it is 100% free to attend. This is a free music festival this Sunday, July 26th at West River Parkway and West at Broadway Avenue in North Minneapolis. Completely free. There will be tons of food vendors for you to patronize, but this music, this culture, this community, you can come and enjoy and celebrate it for free this Sunday, July 26th. Again, I'm Yancey. You've been listening to This Just In on Jazz 88. Stay tuned for more music.
Programming is supported by the Just Like Nana podcast. Just Like Nana is a Minnesota podcast that explores ancestral trauma and healing through family stories and expert insights. Just Like Nana is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at justlikenana.com. More information, including details about being featured on the podcast, is available at justlikenana.com.
This is 88.5 KBEM FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Jazz 88.FM.